This will be my first khatira after Ramadan, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, I noticed that Allah Azza wa Jal put barakah in the dua series that we have been doing for the past 3 years, that almost everybody in the world are getting the dua that we are doing right here. And I can hear your voices in the background that you're repeating after me. This is only from the fadl of Allah. And we are so grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal that is using me and using our masjid to spread Islam all over the world. So inshallah ta'ala, I decided from now till another few weeks, we will be studying and understanding the du'as that are in the salat. And what led me to that is that I was sitting in one of the halaqas, and when I asked how many understand Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak ismuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk, it was very, very extremely disappointing. So I decided, inshallah ta'ala, so we can all benefit, every dua that we will make in the salat, every Thursday I'll take one, and we will explain it and understand it, inshallah. One of the ways to reach khushu' in the salat, one of the ways to reach khushu' in the salat is to understand what you're saying. Imagine I'm standing in front of Allah for 20, 10, 15, 18 years, and I have no clue what I'm saying. I will not dare do this with my boss. But subhanAllah, when it comes to Allah, we do not put the effort to understand. So, we will start today, inshallah, with dua al-istiftah. Dua al-istiftah, it is the opening dua. Just like the Fatiha is the opening chapter in the Quran. Dua al-istiftah is a sunnah to be said before al-Fatiha, right after Allahu Akbar and before the Fatiha. As a matter of fact, there are maybe 5 or 6 authentic istiftah dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We'll try to take as many as we can. But the best and the most common one is the one that we all know by heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إن أحب الكلام إلى الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله غيرك وأبغض الكلام إلى الله أن يقول الرجل إلى الرجل اتق الله ويقول له عليك بنفسك. The most beloved words to Allah is the dua that we will explain. And the most hated words to Allah is when one person tell another, اتق الله. Have taqwa of Allah, and the other person will tell him, mind your own business. We all heard that, right? Taqillah ya akhi, what are you doing? Mind your own business. This is the most hated, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most hated statement to Allah azza wa jal. Aisha radiallahu anha, she is the one who narrated the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha qama ila salah, when he got up to pray salat, he used to say, Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik wa tabarak ismuk wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. Now there's a small, a nice note here. Some of the ulama said, this dua should be said in the sunnah, and the other dua, Allahumma ba'id bayni, which we will take, should be said in the fard. They said, why? He said, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Aisha heard him, he was praying at home, and he used to pray the sunnah at home. And Abu Huraira, the narrator of the other hadith, he heard him in the masjid. But alhamdulillah, the ulama said, you could say both at any time in any salat. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Another reason why this dua is great, let me ask you a question. What are the best 4 words ever? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. All 4 are mentioned in this dua. First, Allahu Akbar. Subhanaka, Subhanallah. Wa bihamdik, Alhamdulillah. And at the end, Wa la ilaha ghayruk. All 4 of them are mentioned in that beginning. Now, duas, as we all know, they are divided into 2. Either you are requesting something, Allahumma, and then you ask whatever you want, or praise, thana. Which one is this one? Praise, thana. As a matter of fact, it's called dua of thana. This is thana. I'm only praising Allah. If you notice, I'm not asking for anything in this dua. Tayyib, what does the dua mean? Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Subhana, as we have studied many, many times before, subhana by itself, it means, Ya Allah, I declare and I admit and I confess that you are free from any deficiency, free from any fault, free from any shortcoming, and at the same time, you are perfect in every name. You are perfect in every attribute. All that is Subhana. That's why the word Subhana cannot be said before any human being's name, even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I cannot say Subhana Muhammad. The only time I use the word Subhana is before the name Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Subhanaka Allahumma. Allahumma. What does Allahumma mean? Allahumma, believe it or not, the meme replaces ya and nida. The meme replaces ya, yani Allahumma means ya Allah. Allahumma and ya Allah are exactly the same. But here I don't say subhanaka ya Allah, huh? Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, wa bihamdik. And subhanallah, ya Allah, I declare you are free from any deficiency and perfect in every attribute. And ya Allah, I am so grateful to you in every aspect of my life. Ya Allah, I'm full of gratitude to you. This is those two words, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, means all what we have just said. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. I'm praising Allah Azza wa Jal before the meeting start, right? I'm about to start the meeting, and before the meeting starts with Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm praising him. So with the most beloved statement to him, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik wa tabarak asmuk. Ya Allah, not only you are Mubarak, you are the source of barakah. Even just your name, mentioning your name is barakah. Wa tabaraka, tabarak, your name is full of barakah. I say it before I eat, the food will become Mubarak. I say it before I enter the house, the shayateen will get out. I say it when I leave the house, the shayateen will leave me alone. I say it in anything, it will become Mubarak, it will become abundant. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك وتعالى تعالى from سبحانك ربي الأعلى أعلى high elevated and elevated is جدك. What does جدك mean? Aha, that's why we're here tonight. جدك عظمتك, your greatness. Your greatness is elevated, ya Allah. I am venerating you, I'm glorifying you. وتعالى جدك. وتعالى جدك. What did the jinn say in Surah al-Jinn? What did they say? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are praising his elevation. Allah is glorified. وتعالى جدك. And I ended the dua by confessing that I am a Muslim. I am a muwahid. ولا إله غيرك. And no one is worthy of worship except you, ya Allah. Look how beautiful is this dua, subhanallah. We've been saying it for so many years, and now tonight, inshallah ta'ala, the ignorance of that dua is eliminated. We should all know what we're saying. Subhanallah, ya akhwan, from the respect, from the ta'zeem of Allah Azza wa Jal, is to understand the words that we constantly repeat. And I will end with this. The more I use my brain in the salat, the higher the possibility of having khushu'a. So, one day I use this dua, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Another day I will use another dua of istiftah, as long as they are authentic. And that will be our next dua, inshaAllah ta'ala. Another dua of istiftah that we can alternate. Why? Because what do we do right now? Let me tell you what we do. Allahu Akbar, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, barakallahu ta'ala jadduk. Right? Automatic. No. Tonight I'm saying a different one. The minute I tell myself that tonight I'm saying a different one, immediately the brain starts thinking. The salat changed from mechanical, right? Allahu Akbar, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, Allah, right? It changed now, I'm using my brain. So as long as it's authentic, I can alternate. Alternating the dua makes the salat full of khushu' bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Tomorrow is Friday. Tonight is the best night to make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we'll see you at Fajr tomorrow at 5:45, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يئوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.